Hi guys, and welcome to episode 9 of Say No to Me with Michelle S. And I've got a good one. It's Michelle S. Hotter than the Wild Wild West. Yeah, episode 9. It took me to get there. I'm so proud of myself. And as usual, I am so super excited because my guest this week is phenomenal. I'm gonna let him talk about himself, but to introduce him, he is Danny Bovine. I said that right.
Yeah,
Bovine.
I got it.
Yes. Speaker and world-class podcaster. Obviously someone I'm trying to learn from. He's been in the business for a while and he's had some success and he's going to get into that today. Donnie, hi, how are you doing?
I'm freaking awesome, girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm really good. You know, I gotta tell you, I'm proud of you.
Aww.
9 episodes in, dude.
That's
a milestone, man. you need to celebrate that. I remember, you know, when I was early in the game and, you know, it's those small wins, things like that, dude, you got to celebrate them because this is a long game. It's a long play, but if you stay in it, it's a lot of fun as well.
I feel it. It's like with every episode, I don't want to say like I'm getting more confident, but I'm enjoying it more and more.
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah, it's like you start to see like, hey, this is probably what you were supposed to do and stop wasting so much time on Facebook and do something productive. Like a podcast.
Well, I mean, I'm going to challenge to stop playing so much time on Facebook. Just flip that time to business.
Okay.
You know, start a group, you know, that's surround your podcast and get to fans and listeners to the show in there. Create a community. And then you can play on Facebook all you want because you'll eventually start making money on it. And then you can really have some fun.
Yeah. I think that's, I don't want to say that's my aim, but I would love if that happened. I always think of, you know, Superwoman, Lily Singh.
Yep.
So she's like, I don't want to say like hero, but I definitely admire what she did, like where she started from. I remember just watching her on her, you know, in her room doing the YouTube videos. And now she's like everywhere. She's a superstar. She's like late night with Lily. So it shows like, you know, starting with episode 9 and then who knows where you go from there.
Yeah, totally, dude. I mean, just remember patience is the biggest key in this game. And, you know, you know it's working when you start getting the haters. I'm 100% serious. When people start bashing what you do, they say your content's crap, they say you're no good, that is when you're winning. Because you mean that you finally got past mom and dad, you finally got past your friends and family, and you're reaching people that have never heard you before. And for every person that hates you, there's 100 to 1,000 that love you.
Is that what you learned or what you aim for? Is that like
no, I learned experience? It. Totally. It was one of those things. I mean, I remember the first time I got somebody bashing me on my stuff and, you know, it took every ounce of my being not to go freaking south on them, you know, go live, call them out. And, you know, I really had to walk away from them. And then I realized that, man, when somebody gives you that hate and they're throwing that at you, you got to have empathy for them. Because that's just where they are in their journey in their life, and their high for the day, you know, literally how they found joy in that moment was trying to be little me. Man, I'm empathetic to wherever they are in their journey, that something so miserable in their life is happening that they have to come at and bring it to me. Cool. Use me as your outlet. I'm fine. Plus the louder they are, the more people hear my content. So hate away.
That's so true. You know, I'm still, you know, growing, learning. I know I will eventually move my podcast from Anchor. No offense to Anchor. Anchor is great. I can see stats and like, I can see like, I have like a listener in like Nigeria.
Love
so
it.
It's crazy. Like you think you didn't even want to start. I didn't even want to start. I was like, who would ever listen to this ever? And then you see like, oh, there is something there and it's just 9 episodes in. Imagine if you just keep going, like you said, stick to it and, you know, hopefully get haters.
Well, you know, yeah, totally. What people don't understand about podcasting is we're still in the baby stages of podcasting. Maybe the teens, you know, as far as years go, it's still early in the game. Because even with the success of my show, man, I still got to walk up and tell people how to listen to podcasts. They still don't know. It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the other thing that people don't understand is podcasting is the greatest networking tool on the face of the earth. I mean, literally, I don't know you. We're both in this spot, a guest group.
I'm hurt. Right?
Well, I mean, it's just the truth, and it's good for it's people true, yeah. to hear that right now we are having a cool get-to-know-you conversation, like you would over a cup of coffee or a pint of beer somewhere, and hanging out. No place else in the world can two people just sit down and get to know you, and it gets recorded. And other people get to listen in, get tidbits of knowledge and joy. I mean, this is the greatest networking tool on the face of the earth. Yeah. I literally built a business around it. I mean, it's awesome.
It is awesome. It's true. I should actually make that clear. Like every guest I've had on a show, I've never met in person. Nine episodes crazy? And it's been LinkedIn. It's Spot a Guest, which has been awesome on Mighty Networks. And because of that, I'm going to have even more people. And you're right. So far, everyone has been cool. It's been a great experience. And meeting people around the world that I would never meet otherwise. So yeah, you're right about podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, throw it on top of there just to show you how big it can get for you and on your journey. Mm-hmm. My entire staff that work for me, I've never met in person. They're all virtual.
That's crazy.
Now, I'm doing a huge summit in April that they're all flying in for. But you know, that's the cool thing about this age we're living in and this time frame is not only can you, you know, do a podcast and have people in Nigeria and all over the world listen to it, but, you know, you will make friends and connections and people that, you know, you don't bond over anything other than podcasting, and you'll become lifelong, you know, friends and connections. And, you know, with that, cool things happen. I mean, everybody that's on my team was a fan first of the show. And then they came and joined the Facebook group. And, you know, with everybody, I like to get to know them and found their talents and they were smarter than me. So I brought them on board.
Yeah. Smart. I mean, this, you know, so this perfectly leads into what we want to focus today, which is like how to build your network. And I mean, obviously podcasting is one way. I can say I did say like how I met people, which was this going directly to LinkedIn, since my podcast theme was, you know, saying no people in the business space, entrepreneurs, you know, CEOs, anyone that has gone out and like done something on their own, because I also want to learn how to do that. And I just went after people that fit that criteria on LinkedIn and just said, hey, do you want to be on a podcast? And I am still surprised that people are like, yeah. And it makes sense too, because it's networking for them, because they get, you know, content after this that they can share. And instead of like that sales pitch, you can start, of course, with like some type of content and bring people in. So it's a good way for people to learn about someone without them telling them. You know, they just listen to them in an interview.
100%. You know, before I launched my own business, I was a sales trainer with a very large organization, one of the top trainers in the world, award-winning trainer, whatever the heck that means. And it was so funny. I would go to these massive networking events and I'd walk in the room and that inevitable question would pop up of, what do you do for a living? And I'd be like, a sales trainer. And as soon as I said sales trainer, nobody wanted to hug me at that point. I don't know why, you know.
Yeah, but sales gets a bad route.
Yeah, it does. It really does. But flip it over to when I launched my business and then I launched the podcast. Now I walk in the rooms and people are like, what do you do? I'm like, a podcaster. And it's like they lean in. They want to know more. And it's I don't want to say celebrity status, but it kind of feels like that because it's not something they run into every day.
Yeah.
So it's a very cool icebreaker.
You are right that it is growing. And because of that, interest is growing too. It's like, I don't remember the stats, but like podcasting is still not big. I mean, like we know what's going on and it's obviously growing and it's like one of the best times to be in it.
Yep, I've been currently telling people. Yeah. 850,000 shows in a marketplace. Mm-hmm. There is a new podcast started. It's almost every hour right now.
Oh.
It's pretty crazy. But, and this is why I say celebrate milestone 9 for you, is a lot of shows don't make it past 10 episodes.
Really?
Oh. Yep. A legendary show, a show that's doing well, has made it to 100 episodes. A show that is really crushing. It's doing over 200, and it's like less than 1% of all podcasts have hit 200 episodes.
That kind of makes sense to me. I've started podcasts, like listening to them, and there's nothing more. They just
There's a thing called pod fading, and that's what they call it, is when you know, podcasters wash out. And the problem is people launch podcasts on things they don't care about. You know, they're trying to make money, they're trying to be a coach or something, or they're trying to be Joe Rogan or Gary Vee or, you know, somebody that is not. And the trick is, just for all your listeners, if you're going to start a podcast, start on something you geek out on, something you can talk about forever. Because this is a very long game, you know, for you find whatever you determine a success was, you know, and once you have that vision of what success is for your show, then it's just patience of getting there.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean that, yeah, I think I said it last episode. I said I had to choose something that even if I was tired or, oh, tired is such a great problem. Anyway, if I was, you know, sad or bored or sick or something, it could still be something that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's why I made it into something that I could learn from.
Smart.
Yeah. So I'm not coming in being, you know, like people like, oh, you're going to get 7 figures listening to the, I'm not that person. I'm that person that's just like the listener who's able to talk to these people. I'm willing to, you know, go out the extra mile and actually find Donnie and talk to him because, you know, you just don't have the time, but you are willing to listen to my podcast. So,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, so the whole point is to go out and take that extra step, which is also a big part, again, of networking. You got to put yourself out there. Am I right? Or
Yeah, totally. So let's define networking for your listeners.
Sure.
Well, you know, let me have some fun with you if you're okay. You tell me, what is networking? If you were to break it down and give it a definition, what is networking?
I think I'd say it is making an effort to talk to other people in a space that you want to be a part of.
Cool. Cool. Okay. I like that. It's wrong, but I like that.
So
you're going to get me like this all the time. So
Okay.
Let me break it down. Networking is simply this. It is literally growing other people's businesses.
Okay.
Right. So think about it. If I'm going to meet somebody, and I'm going in it with the mindset that I've got to grow their business. Who do I focus on in that conversation? Right? You're going to stay so dialed in, getting to know them, understanding where they come from, what they do, what they sell, who they're trying to meet. And you're going to spend your entire time staying into their stuff. Now, when I say this, when I talk about networking, but people are like, well, when do I talk about me? And my answer is you don't. And because when you flip the script and you're going to talk to people and you're trying to go in and tell all these people what you do, now you're going to become that jerk salesperson that nobody likes.
Right.
You know, because you're going to be pushing your crap on them. And instead, dude, I am so proud that I just went through that whole segment and didn't say a single cuss word.
I'm so glad.
Dude, it's very hard for me. My show is marked explicit for that very, very reason. And when I go on stages, they're like, before Donnie comes on, let me tell you. I got a video going viral on TikTok right now. That literally it says, why do you cuss so much? It's funny.
Are you on TikTok too?
Oh, yeah. Dude. Oh, yeah. You got to be. I mean, in this day and age, it's the fastest growing platform. You better be there.
Okay.
And have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, networking as a whole is you genuinely got to be curious about other people.
Right.
I mean, most people are going out to network for various reasons, but a lot of times it's for business. And they're going after it in this very selfish mindset of how do I sell the person I'm across from? And nobody wants to deal with the sales guy, period. I mean, nobody wants to sit across from anybody be sold. However, people love to buy, right? I love to buy, you know, all the stores that put the things on the end cap, they've got my name dialed in. Yeah, right? Because I'll be walking by and as I walk by something, I'm like, oh, I obviously got to have that piece of crap thing that I'm paying $5 for. It's probably worth 2 cents, you know, they've just got me nailed. But so we all love to buy. We just hate to be sold. Mm-hmm. So if we go into networking with that total thought process is how do I get to know somebody so I can grow their business? Literally, how do I get to trust somebody so much that I could put my name in front of theirs and make an introduction to my brother, my mom, my, you know, cousin, my best client, right? That's how well you're trying to get to know people is, you know, kind of mafia style is you're vouching for these people when mm-hmm. you make introductions. And that's how you've got to approach networking. Zig Ziglar said it best. And Zig, you know, came out and said, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And that's the whole thing is you've got to go into networking completely selfless with the entire idea of I'm going to grow other people's businesses and watch how much your business flourishes.
Mm.
And it's because if in that mindset, in that mind frame, you can't help but to get curious and ask a crap ton of questions and really get to know them.
Mm. I wonder why salespeople don't use this approach.
Well, there's two sides to it.
Okay.
So the generation I grew up in sales
mm-hmm.
was you get the deal done no matter what. So anybody who's my age, 42 and older, that's the generation we grew up in, is mm-hmm. sales is you get the deal done at all costs. And that's kind of the era I grew up in. And it took me a lot of years to break away from that mold. I was always going to be the top guy in the company and I was mm-hmm. going to get the deal done. And so what I realized along that ride is by being that jerk that gets the deal done, it's very hard to keep those clients once they became clients because it's such a transaction and not a relationship. But we're now in this cool era where everything's relationships.
Yeah.
So it's about going into that. And the reason people come across as jerk salespeople is most times unintentional. And here's what I mean. If you act sound and look like a salesperson, how are you going to be traded?
Like a salesperson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The problem is people are trying so hard to not look, act, or sound like a salesperson that they become the jerk salesperson. They default to talking about themselves because they don't know how to ask questions. They default to try and tell you all the benefits and everything of what they sell because they don't know how to have a conversation. And so they do all the things they know they should not do because they don't know how to be genuinely invested in learning more about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing is this cool shift in your mediocre salespeople becoming great salespeople because they're putting relationship first
mm-hmm.
and sales and getting the business done second, which is making the lifetime value of a client so much more.
Right.
I mean, with a lot of my clients, dude, we take family vacations together. You know, we're spending time together because I'm invested in them.
So it's more than just like care of the client out for a dinner or like a basketball game. Dude. It's like actually knowing them.
Yes. You know, and it's funny, back when I was doing a lot of like in-company sales training, I would go and sit down across the reps and I'd make them pull out all of their client list. And I'm like, cool. I need you guys to answer some questions for me. Just throw out the answers. And they'd be all ready because, you know, they think I'm going to ask about numbers and everything else. I said, okay, what's the first name of your best clients? And they would boom, 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 John, Jim, Stelly, Bill, whatever. And they name all the first names. I'm like, cool. What's their wife's name? What's their husband's name? And you hear the room go quiet. Cool. Where do they live? You know, what's the name of their dog? Do they own animals?
Hmm.
What was their last vacation? You know, and a lot of times when I went into companies, these salespeople could not answer these questions. And then companies couldn't figure out why their lifetime value of their clients was so low. You know, they were only keeping clients for, you know, a few months at a time and they were having this huge attrition rate. And it comes down to that their clients were into transactions and not relationships. And when you teach them to get curious, invest in the prospects and things you're going after, I mean, just like you and I have in this conversation here, mm-hmm. we've already learned a lot about each other. Yeah. And it's about diving into each other's world and seeing what turns up. You know, and seeing what value comes out of it, because cool things will happen from you and I sitting down on this microphone, having this conversation. Our paths will continue to cross. There's going to be opportunities where I can probably bring you a ton more guests to your show, you know, and things along those lines that will just bring you a tremendous value. And you're always going to remember that I'm the guy that was episode 9 on your podcast, sat down, had a real conversation with you, and you know, was genuine and, you know, completely proud and happy that you got to episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this world should be moving.
Yeah, you're right. It should be genuine. It should be real connections. So far, even so, I've connected to just about everyone except you now. I'm going to find you on LinkedIn. But it's gone past the show, right? It's liking their stuff and sharing their stuff, because we know the importance of doing that and helping them reach other networks, right?
Yep.
So I actually like to see what they're doing and support that as well. And you're right. When it's genuine, you must grow. Your business will grow too.
Yeah, 100%. You know, what's funny is LinkedIn's the best and the worst of this.
Oh,
right. Are you anti-LinkedIn? You know it. You get those LinkedIn messages. That's an instant sales pitch, right? And they're you know, immediately buy my crap. And every time I get those, I'm empathetic because nobody's ever told them to do it otherwise, and so they don't really know any better. At least that's the way I'm choosing to believe.
I mean, even LinkedIn tells them to do it. They give them in-mail messages and say like, just email, you know, send mail to this person you don't even know and just be like, hey, I'm Jim, and you want to get my course? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you know, and if people would simply change the tactic, and this is why I love having a podcast.
Yeah.
So my move always, because I get a lot of people that connect to me, and I'm going to reach out to every person that connects to me. As soon as they connect, where I'm going to send them a message, and I'm going to hit them with one response. Mm-hmm. And the response is, tell me your story. And I get so many cool and ridiculous responses to that. The people that are really trying to make a connection, man, they'll tell you their story. I've met so many cool people who've got some great stories this way. The people that are trying to sell you stuff, they'll come back with one or two responses. Well, what do you want to know? And my response is always, it's your story. You tell me. You know, the other ones come back, they're like, well, I am a sales guy for XYZ, or I'm the president of XYZ company. What do you do? And there's no skin on the bone, right? They're not allowing you into their world.
Yeah.
And so I'm empathetic because, you know, that's just how they're wired maybe, or they don't know any better. So I will always come back to them when they give that short response. And I will literally each time write out this huge response to them when they give me, especially they give me that little one. And I'm going to walk them through my journey. You know, got the Marine Corps at 22, spent 20 years in sales, started a business, ran it into the ground, rebuilt the thing, ended up speaking all over the world on podcasts and everything else. And I'm going to walk them through while I'm like, now I run a successful Facebook group. I run a magazine. I run a top podcast. And, you know, I'm going to lay it all out for them. And then I'm gonna like, I'm married. I got a farm. I've got goats and chickens and ducks. And I'm just going to go over the top because I want them to see how they should have responded to that question, not I'm a sales guy of so-and-so, or I'm the president of so-and-so. There's no meat on that bone.
Right.
And I can't do anything with it. And so when people reach out, if they would just do one simple move, and the simple move is to go look at the profile, find something that's interesting about that person, and reference it. Like, I'm so easy. You can look at my profile and say, oh my goodness, I'm looking, literally listening to your podcast right now, or I'm reading your magazine, right? Oh my God, Donnie, you just came out with a book. You know, I'm so easy to lead in and make a quick comment about and ask a question. And the question could be is something as simple as, Donnie, you just came out with your book. Can you tell me, you know, why did you write a book? Or can you tell me, you know, I'm getting ready to order it, but can you tell me kind of the synopsis? What am I going to get out of this book? Something that allows me to play on my ego,
mm-hmm.
you know, and or something that's going to allow me to go, hey, you know, this person invests a little bit of time. I'm going to invest back into them. And, you know, a guy like me, I'm always going to come back to at some point, tell me what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you're reaching out to me in hopes at some point down the line, we can have a business conversation.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool and I'm empathetic to it. Just don't come out of the gate and punch me in the face with your products and services.
Which is, yeah, that, it's still surprising that even now people still do that. I thought like that was kind of clear that you must build relationships. It just seems like.
Yeah, but I'm empathetic to it because there's you know, millions upon millions upon millions of people on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that they're seeing it all. There, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to remember is the people are just now getting on LinkedIn.
Right.
You know, so it's a new platform. It's a new thing for them. They literally don't know any better. So they're experimenting. They're trying. They're testing. Trying to figure out, you know, how do they make this work for them? And it goes back to, you know, why most people become salespeople.
Yeah.
Is they're so nervous about coming across like a salesperson that they come across like a salesperson without being genuinely invested in other people.
Yeah. So I guess a good start is to try. Well, I mean, is it possible for that person to make genuine connections with everyone?
I think so. I think if, I mean, I think you can attempt to.
Okay.
Right? Because not everybody is going to be empathetic like I am. I know, because I've run across, I mean, it's like people trying to get on my show.
Mm.
You know, they've never listened to an episode, you can tell. You know, they've never invested any time into what my show's about.
Yeah.
They just have some crap that they want to sell. And so they think getting on my show is going to get them a value, but
yeah.
They don't realize to get on my show, you're going to jump through a lot of dang hoops just to make sure that it makes sense that your story should be told to my listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm protecting those listeners. I've put out a caliber of show that is centered around them getting the best advice for them growing their business.
Right.
And I want to make sure that the content that's put out is relevant to where they are in their journey.
Right.
So I'm very protective of that. And it's, you know, people are selfish in nature,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about them. They literally just don't know any better. So you can't connect to everybody, but you can sure try.
Right.
Yeah, you can sure try.
At least, I get what you're saying too. I do that too. And it's not just the tactic, but it's a good way to talk to someone because it's like I can kind of see that this could be something between the two of us.
Yep.
And you don't know me, so you don't have that vision yet. But if I find something that we have like a common ground on or a common place and can reach out to you regarding that and see how you respond, then we can go from there. I can say like I've gotten like a ton more no's, and it's understandable. It's the internet and you could be talking to anyone.
Yep.
But from the no's, I've learned the best way to speak to people. Like one thing I always do is always ask questions. It's like what you said, like tell me your story. It's giving the person a way to answer. Sometimes it's just you're just telling them what you're doing, talking. No one even likes someone. Just imagine being you're a stranger, just walking up to someone on the street and just start talking to them.
Yep.
Just like, so. Well,
I mean, because most people treat that reach out
mm-hmm.
like they're in a bar. They walk up to somebody they're interested in and they've never met them before. And they said, will you marry me? Right? I mean, that's just how most people treat that interaction.
Yeah.
And some people may say yes to that.
And
but the odds are not in your favor.
You got to run from those people.
Yeah, more often than not, you're going to get looked at like you got two heads. So So you're better off treating it like you're in the bar.
Yeah.
And have a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, get to know them. Find out if that's somebody that you want to spend more time with. I really cleaned that up. And if it's somebody that you want to hang out with, you know, right. So just be a person.
I mean,
and get to know people. It solves a problem most times.
Just be a person. I think I really like that. I think it should be on a shirt somewhere. It's really good. Yeah.
What it got me to there is when I was doing a lot of sales training for major corporations, I used to go do ride-alongs with the new sales reps.
Right.
And I would be I would go as the new sales guy, even though they were the new sales guy and I was the trainer, I would ride along with them as the sales guy in training. What that allowed me to do is ride with them on their calls, go into the calls,
mm-hmm.
not say a word, but watch them go through the entire process. So I could coach them through how to get better in those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And it would always be amazing. Is on the way to the sales call, me and that salesperson would have this great conversation about their family, where they're from, why they got into sales. You know, it was a really cool conversation. I'd get this really down-to-earth person. But as soon as we'd pull up to the building that we're fixing to walk into and they'd get out of the car, they'd do this weird Jekyll and Hyde thing and they would become, you know, either if it's a guy, they're going to become this over-the-top machismo. If it's a gal, they're going to become this very stoic and like brutal person. And it would be so funny. And they'd go in and they would completely blow the sales call. And I'm not going to rescue them. Right? Because I'm a firm believer that you've got to go screw things up to learn anything. There's no handouts in this world. So you know, eat what you kill. So,
right.
And by them screwing up, they learn so much. And we'd get after the call and they'd sit down. They're like, how'd I do? I'm like, what happened? You know, what happened to the person I was just talking to and having a great conversation? Where'd that person go when you got out of the car?
Right.
And it's I think people just do that in life because they're so worried that if people really met them, that they wouldn't like them. And it's just the opposite is true, is if people really knew who you were, you would connect and bond so much more. Because once everybody gets off the clock and they go hang out in the bars, that same you, if you'd show up in the office place, you'd be such a better person and you'd close so many more deals and build so many more relationships because you're genuine, you're authentic, and you're just carrying yourself forward.
Right. Because you're just being you. You're just talking to someone and building a relationship. I love that.
Yeah. And when you're just you, you don't have to remember what you said because it's just you and your story.
Ah, so no lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't have to pretend. Yeah. This has been so great. Thank you so much, Donnie. I've definitely learned a lot. And I definitely need to talk to you again because I still need to learn so much more about podcasting.
Sure, sure.
I think my listeners learned a lot. I learned a lot. And I am so grateful and thankful that you decided to be on the show.
Absolutely. Can I give your listeners a gift?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So one of the things I struggled with when I launched my business was putting out a massive amount of content, because in this day and age in marketing, there's three things you got to do for marketing, mm-hmm. and that's content, content, and content. You know, you got to be putting out a ton of content, especially for a show like this.
Yeah.
Content's going to be king to really make this thing grow.
Mm-hmm.
So over the couple of years that I've been doing this, I've learned some cool strategies and tricks to make a lot of content. So we put together a training, and it's me literally training a bunch of small business owners on how in about 20 minutes time, they can make an endless amount of ever-growing content. So if your listeners will send a text to 817-318-6030, and they send me the words, I am a success champion, mm-hmm. I will send them that training for free.
What?
So yeah, totally, totally. So 817-318-6030, send the words, I am a success champion, and I will send them a free training. And it's literally me training my clients on how they can take and just make a ridiculous amount of content in a very, very, very short amount of time. It is a cool, cool trick and strategy to help you make just a lot of content.
Which is awesome. It's actually one of the things most people are afraid of.
Yep.
So it's awesome that you're giving that for free. And can you also tell them if they want to reach out to you, Donnie, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, 100%. So two fun ways. The best one is, I mean, if you want to get to me quickly, jump on Facebook, come find the group called Success Champion. Just go up in the search bar, type in Success Champions, join the group, and you'll get to me the fastest there. I'm always hanging out there. But also on my website, DonnieBovine.com, you can find all kinds of fun stuff there. But if you want to get to me quickly, get over to Facebook, come find that group. And I'm in there every day active talking to the thousands of small business owners we have from all over the world. So that's the best way to get to me quickly.
And I'm sure you'll share the links with me and I'll Absolutely. Share with everyone. This group is free. It's a free group.
Yeah. 100% free.
Awesome. Yes. So many people are trying to make so much money off groups. So that's awesome that that's free. And of course, tradition, my 9-episode tradition of throwing out 3 words to you and you tell me the first thing that comes to your head. That does not include curse words.
I will do my best.
All right. Barbecue.
Family.
Dogs.
My Great Pyrenees.
And exercise.
Overrated.
Can I tell you? So like tomorrow I'm going to the gym. It's been all my life. So I finally going. I'm going to see what happens there. I like saying like I'm going to the gym because people think you might exercise, right? But they don't know what you're going there for.
That's funny. My friend just bought a bar and he renamed it to Grandma's. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to the bar. You're going to Grandma's.
You're going to Grandma's. That's smart. That's smart. But thanks again, Donnie. And I hope to talk to you again.
Absolutely.
Maybe like episode 101 or something.
That's my
goal.
I'm in.
Awesome. And I'm going to listen to your podcast too. Honestly, I need to go listen to it. I feel inspired already.
Awesome. Well, thank you, girl, for this. I really, really appreciate it. Keep rocking, play patience, and just have a lot of fun with this.
Thank you so much.